Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Governor Josh Stein was officially sworn into office Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. In his first speech as governor, Stein promised continued help for Hurricane Helene victims, better teacher pay, improvements to schools, and protection of personal rights. Jeff Jackson was also sworn in as attorney general, taking Stein's place in that slot. A public inauguration for the new governor and all the council of state is set for next week. One of Stein's first official actions as governor was the announcement of additional aid for Hurricane Helene victims. He signed five executive orders into place, including one that establishes a new agency that is dedicated solely to hurricane relief in the mountains. A number of new bills became law on January 1st. Personal income taxes will be lowered to 4.25% this year. Future decreases will follow. Youth ages 16 to 18 who commit certain violent crimes will now be charged as an adult. Liability insurance for all drivers will rise slightly as the state increased minimal coverage from $30,000 to $50,000 per person in a payout and $60,000 to $100,000 per wreck. We have a full breakdown of the new laws on our website. Wyville City officials and the local chapter of the NAACP are condemning the raising of a Confederate flag on the southern gateway into the city sometime during the night Tuesday. Emergency Services Director Hal Louder said police removed the flag Wednesday morning as soon as they were notified about it. The vandals took the city's American flag and replaced it with another one under the Confederate banner. Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin died of an apparent heart attack while on a hunting trip Tuesday. Godwin was a Columbus County native. His family is from Crusa. Arrangements are being handled by the Mears Jones Funeral Home. He'll be eulogized Saturday at Beaver Dam Church near Chavern. Donations may be made to the family at any state employee's credit union. Just making it out to the benefit for Anthony Godwin. You can also mail donations to any state employees credit union and make the check out to Heather Godwin. Where there is smoke, there's usually fire, and some of those fires are beneficial. The Nature Conservancy is gearing up for its annual controlled beer burn season, which runs January through August. People who live in or near longleaf pine forests can expect to see some smoke in the air as TNC and other organizations conduct controlled burns. Now, the Wildlife Resources Commission, the Forest Service, TNC, and other groups will be conducting burns, but only when conditions are up. We could see the coldest weather in a couple of years next week, and there's even the possibility of some snow in Columbus County. Now, don't go buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, but it's a good time to winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump. The next few days are going to see some sub-freezing temperatures in the mornings, but the real chill kicks in next week. See Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage. The Museum of Science is hosting a walk along the Lumber River Saturday in Fairbluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. You can park at the Visitor Center, and the walk is free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.